Welcome back to another episode of the buyauburn.com podcast, where we spotlight local Auburn, not local, Auburn-owned businesses. This one is a local, but Auburn-owned businesses across the country that are also members of buyauburn.com. Today, we got a fun one. I got my man Dalton Johnson from Ballard Party Rentals. It's actually located here in the Auburn area. And we're going to talk inflatables. We're going to talk about games. We're going to talk about parties. We're going to have a blast. Dalton, man, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Dalton, the way that we start this thing off, if you're going to call yourself an Auburn-owned business, you got to prove it. So what makes you, what qualifies you as an Auburn-owned business, whether it's, you went to Auburn, you're been an Auburn fan your whole life, you got family members that go to Auburn, what makes you an Auburn-owned business?
A little bit of all of it. I went to Auburn. I graduated in 2023, so pretty recent grad. I've been a lifelong Auburn fan. I remember one of my earliest memories of Auburn, whenever I became an Auburn fan, my dad sat me down and he gave me a choice. He said, live here in Alabama, you have two choices. You're either going to pull for Auburn or, you're going to pull for the other team, Alabama. So that's when my choice was made right there, and became an Auburn fan and been diehard Auburn fan ever since.
So when you say that, did you guys move to Alabama, move to Opelika, or is it just you got to an age and you're like, okay, you're in the state of Alabama, you got to pick?
Right. I just got to the age whenever I started, becoming interested in sports and all that, because I grew up in Phoenix City.
Gotcha.
Far away.
Hey, there's Georgia folks in Phoenix City too. So like there is, you have to make a choice.
Right.
People think Phoenix City's right down the road. It's a big Auburn town. It's not really that. I mean, there's a lot of Auburn folks there, but I mean, you got Georgia folks, ton of Alabama folks too. Right. So yeah, that's awesome. It's funny. It's like, okay, you gotta get baptized when you're young in Alabama, and then you got to pick what team you're going to pull for.
That's exactly what it was.
That's what it feels like.
My dad so serious. That's whenever he asked me that question.
Did you go to school in Phoenix City, or where did you graduate high school?
Actually,
where's that?
Smith Station.
Gotcha.
Phoenix City near.
Well, you kind of, so that's an Auburn memory that helps kind of explain how you became a fan. What's your favorite memory as an Auburn fan though? So like when you talk about, I know that's how it started, but as an Auburn fan, like following, Auburn sports, it doesn't even necessarily have to be tied to sports. I know it probably will be. Like, what's your favorite Auburn memory? Could be when you were here. Doesn't matter.
Probably my favorite thing Auburn related was whenever I was at Auburn, I was on the bass fishing team.
Oh, nice.
I was able to compete and fish for a national championship in Oklahoma. And so that was probably the coolest thing, just everything leading up to it, just being able to represent Auburn.
Yes.
Fishing a bass tournament, like what I grew up doing and love to do.
Yeah. People don't understand, like, was that the team that won the national championship? Like, there was a national championship team.
Right. At least. Yes, we had won the national championship, I think, the year after that.
Gotcha.
I think, yeah.
It's incredible. Well, how do you make the Auburn bass fishing team? How does that work? How many guys are on that team? And then how does that whole thing work?
Right. Whenever I was there, there was probably about 60 or so guys on the team.
60?
Right. Not everybody, of course, fished every tournament. I mean, there's tournaments going on every weekend, really. And, you just kind of, join the team. You show up for the events and everything. You just have to have a boat and then go and compete in the tournaments.
So how many guys from that 60 are typically fishing, like, the – Auburn University Invitational at Lake Martin or whatever those tournaments are called? Like, how many guys on the team actually go fish?
Right. So we'll have like our qualifiers and stuff. That's just, the team tournaments and everything.
Yeah.
The way we did it then was there was like, I think, four tournaments.
Yeah.
And I mean, you'd probably have, there'd probably be, 20 boats out there, with two guys in there in each boat. So about 40 people.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
Wow.
Each tournament like that. So it'd be pretty cool.
So is it anybody? Is it all combined team weight? For golf, five guys go out there and they take the four lowest scores. How does it work in bass fishing when you go to a tournament?
Right. So it's all individual, like per boat. So gotcha. Like whoever, you know, has the highest weight, you know, out of everybody who's fishing in the field really is.
So if you go out there and you have the highest weight and you win the tournament, Auburn wins the tournament. That's how that
works. Correct.
Gotcha. Right. Gotcha. That's cool, man. You know, I've actually met quite a few people that have been a part of Auburn's bass fishing team. It's actually become a pretty big, pretty popular thing. So that's super cool. And hey, I mean, you could have led with that as far as, hey, I fished for a national championship at Auburn. That's my Auburn connection. Right, that qualifies me. That's good stuff, dude. Obviously, it doesn't have to be football, but if you follow Auburn for any length of time, you become attached to, you know, different athletes. Do you have a favorite? Like, who's your favorite? It could be basketball, baseball, football, doesn't matter. Who's your favorite when you're like, nah, that's my guy? Like, I loved watching that guy play football, any sport at Auburn.
Right. My favorite is probably Sammy Coates.
Okay.
Because my first year, we have season tickets, and the first year having them was, of course, 2013. So you can't pick a better year, you know, really to start getting season tickets.
No, for sure. You kind of get spoiled if that was your first year.
Right, exactly.
Dude, Sammy was so much fun because he was literally going to be a big play every time
he
touched the ball. I will never forget. My favorite play is not even one of his bigger plays. It's whenever he stiff-armed that dude at Texas A&M.
I was going to talk about that. That was I wanted to be him so bad, like playing football in high school. Just take somebody and throw them off of you like that.
Yeah. And I'll never forget Gary Danielson. It was Vern and Gary on the call for CBS. And when he throws him down, Gary Danielson just goes, oh, like I don't even know what to say. Like, oh my God, he just threw that child down. Like it's not like it was the rag doll. No, I love Sammy. Sammy's from a similar area that my wife's from. So, great watch him play high school. And I mean, it was the same thing. Everything was a deep ball and he just could outrun everybody. A lot of fun. I wish he had a little bit more of an opportunity in the NFL. I thought he could be a big play guy in the NFL. Good stuff. So it's obviously, you know, when were you at Auburn?
I was there from 2018 to 2023.
Gosh, that's a rough time for Auburn football. Yeah, that's not – I call it the dark ages. I mean, I guess 2019 was pretty fun because you won 9 games and you beat Alabama.
Right.
But from then on, it's been pretty dark. It's been kind of tough to watch at times. And I don't know about you, but it does feel like maybe there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. I just want to talk about what you've seen so far. It could be just what you've heard we talk about on the shows or seen on social media. Just talk about Golish and what you like the most about what he's bringing to Auburn and how you think that he might be able to turn this thing around.
Right. Yeah, I like the mentality he's bringing in.
Yeah.
It's different than we've had here. You know, it seems like he's just bringing them in and they're going to be confident. He's instilling confidence in the team. I remember the pictures from whenever he was at South Florida wearing the hat with Edge written on it.
Yeah.
He has an edge about him, you know.
He does.
He's not just going to take it laying down, not going to get chirped at, you know, with the overtime coin toss.
Attitude is what everybody is like. In what you mentioned, the Missouri, that's the most embarrassing moment, I think, of being an Auburn fan when you just get punked in an overtime coin toss. But, like, the edge, having an edge, that feels like the best way to describe Golish. Like, the way he talks, the way his mentality, the, hey, we got the video that just came out a couple of days ago, we got 10 weeks, don't waste one dadgum day. Like, we're going to go in there. We're going to be violent. We're going to be prepared. I think attitude and culture is probably the biggest reset this program needed. And I'm with you. I think as far as that goes, I have no idea if it'll equate to wins. I think it will. But it's definitely a change, and it feels like it's moving in the right direction. Dalton, all right, we've talked about Auburn. I love that. I love the story, love the bass fishing connection, love the talking about Sammy Coates and then obviously Golish. But I want to talk about your business, because that's what this podcast is all about, is people getting to know you as an Auburn fan, as an Auburn-owned business owner. Now let's talk about your business, Ballard Party Rentals. I went on your website earlier, and obviously if you live around this area, the name is not unrecognizable. So talk about your business, what you do, and how people can, you know, benefit from the service that you offer.
Right. So we do all kinds of party and event rentals, schools, churches, backyard parties, corporate events, everything like that. We have, giant water slides. We have water slides, all the way from 12 foot, like toddler slides, to a 27 foot.
This 27 footer is wild looking.
Right. It's a fun one. I got to go set it up this weekend.
Yeah.
But we got those. We got bounce houses, obstacle courses, trackless train, mechanical bull, dunk tanks. I mean, anything you can think of, tents, tables, chairs. All that.
So basically, if you want to have a party, if you're going to have a kid's birthday party and you're in, what's your service area? How far do you typically, I know you're located in Auburn, Opelika, but like, how far do you typically service as far as where you'll go and set up?
We'll service pretty much the whole area around here. We go out to LaGrange, Montgomery.
Okay.
Of course.
So central to East Alabama, you pretty much, and even into, West Georgia, if you're close by, you'll get it done, is what you're saying.
Sure, we'll do.
Yeah. So if you got a party and you want, especially like a kid's birthday party, a graduation, it doesn't matter whatever it is. And you want a big, fun, inflatable water slide. I've seen y'all, like, there was one point in time, didn't y'all have like a little train that would go right. Places?
We do. We still have it.
Yeah. So you guys come whenever we do our, at Auburn University Club, y'all have done some stuff with us at our spring fling and the train and stuff like that. So
right.
If you're looking to spice up a party, and I know when people are thinking, man, that's probably super expensive. And I'm not going to knock another business, but like, let's say you take your kids to the bowling alley. You want to have a birthday party at a bowling alley. You're going to however many kids come, like, you're going to spend 10, 15, 20 bucks a head to go to one of those places. So you're racking up, $400, $500, $600. Like, you can get a rental off your, out of your selection for a weekend, for that price, and you're just talking about a couple of hours at one of these party locations, man. Right. Y'all will come drop this thing off, set it up, and then come pick it up a couple of days later, and you can have fun with it all weekend.
That's right. That's right. I mean, we come and do all the work, just sit back, have your party, and enjoy everything.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, talk about if you book something. How does that process work? Like, if I want to go on the website and I want to book something, like, how does that process from start to finish work? From, checkout on the website to delivery to pick up, everything that goes along with it.
Right. Yeah. So, of course, you can go to our website, ballardpartyrentals.com, and you check out any of our selection on there. You can check out directly from the website. You would just put down a deposit. That'll reserve it. You'll get an email confirmation, everything like that. And then we'll give you a call a day or two beforehand just to go over, like, plan for delivery, just make sure everything's still good with the weather wise and all that. And then we'll come out, deliver everything, set it up. And of course, if there are any questions or anything, you have a question about if this will fit, just anything, you can give us a call at our office number. It's on the website as well. And you'll speak with Ashley, and she's great at answering any questions or helping out in any way.
Yeah. So kids get to have all the fun. I want to know, which one can the adults get on? I want to get one of these things and just go crazy on? Is there any of these things that are good for adults?
Oh, of course. Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
The mechanical bull, we do it for a ton of adult parties or that 27 foot that you were talking about. That's definitely a good one for adults. Really anything over 18 feet, you know, we rented them out for just adult parties. We've set them up and they're like, yeah, this is just for us. The kids are away this weekend.
That's incredible. Oh yeah. I see the mechanical bull now. Now that would be fun. This wipeout thing looks pretty, like it could get pretty nutty.
Oh yes, that one's a lot of fun. You can get four people on there at the time, and then the log spins around. You got to jump over it or duck under it.
I love it. If you're in the East Central to East Alabama area, or the Columbus market, or heck, even into LaGrange, if you want to do business with an Auburn person, here you go. You got a young child, middle school, elementary school, doesn't matter, and you want to have a party at your house, you want to save some money from taking out to one of these, you know, again, one of these big party atmospheres, call Ballard Party Rentals. They'll drop it off, they'll pick it up, and then you just have fun. How long are your typical rentals? Like, what's the average?
Typical about a day.
Yeah.
People normally get them just for the day. I mean, of course, we do offer them, you know, for longer periods of time, just depending on what your needs are. But
there you go. Drop it off early on a Saturday and come pick it up a little bit later. Can't beat it. I'm a big turnkey guy. If I can just pay you, you come set it up, and then I enjoy it, and then you come pick it up after we're done. I can't get enough of that. Dalton, man, I really appreciate you joining us. Make sure you check them out, BallardPartyRentals.com. I assume you guys have social media and stuff as well that you can follow. Yes. And then just show them some love. Again, if you're an Auburn fan and you want to do business with Auburn people, here you go right here. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back again soon. War Eagle.